cfrc.ca.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
What the?
Where did you record this?
See, that's the type of...
It just makes me want to... That's my boy! Yeah!
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM. Things that
I will keep. I have been advised to listen to this record.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'll pack the food if you pack the clothes. Gonna drive up to the mountains till we're lost. Shit, caffeine, anything to boil water. Market's closed, so I haven't wine. For the place that makes me right.
Welcome back to Stoke, where the lines are as wicked as your aunt's road trip stories and the views are as epic as the overhead shot in your favorite ski movie. I'm your host, Soph, and we're going to take a deep dive into the mix of hypnotic riffs, barefoot dancing, and tracks that make you feel like you're carving through untouched powder with a little extra swagger. So buckle up, grab your thermos and questionable tea, and let's get rolling. This show is about to take you on a ride you won't forget. First up, we've got Witchy Woman by the Eagles.
Thank you.
That was Witchy Woman by the Eagles. I wanted to kick it off with that tune to sort of set the mood for this sort of spellbinding tune. The song kind of casts a sort of mood as it unfolds, and it's kind of like watching someone navigate an impossibly steep line with like a lot of intention and such poise, with kind of like a magic you can't look away from. If you can't tell, I've been watching a lot of ski movies recently to just get back into the zone. At the time of this recording, it is snowing very heavily here in Kingston, and it's been a really nice walk in and out of the studio, but I just can't wait to get back on some skis and get out into the hills. And you know what? The urgency and like the mysticism of Witchy Woman mirrors that of just some aunt's mysterious charm, like the one who always knows where the best powder stashes are and tells you stories about distant lands that almost feel mythical. It's a perfect mix of allure and edge, just like the overhead ski shot that takes your breath away. Next up, this track feels like drifting through another dimension where time slows down and every turn on the slope becomes infinite. It's as ethereal as the smoke from your aunt's incense, as mesmerizing as the first tracks on Untouched Pow. Planet Caravan captures the dreamer side of this episode's theme, quiet, reflective, and a little bit cosmic. Then we're going to little turn the switch, and the incredible Zappa, Frank Zappa, brings us a cheeky, playful energy here, the kind that breaks the tension in like a really intense ski movie moment, and just with an unexpected over-the-top clip of someone hucking a wild trick or just doing something absurd and just bringing the fun back into it. And it's sort of like your aunt cracking a joke in the middle of a really deep conversation, reminding you not to take it all seriously. And yeah, just here for a little twist and fun adventure, and then we'll kick off the rest of this episode. Enjoy these next couple tracks. This is Planet Caravan by Black Sabbath. Down in peace.
Story seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explaining, your imagination can make you see and feel. Somebody like me, you know you're hypnotized. Now it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange pond. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seemed like a dream. They got me hypnotized. I knew that's right. We'll be right back.
place down in Mexico where a man can fly over mountains and hills. But he don't need an airplane or some kind of engine, and he never will. Now you know it's a meaningless question to ask if those stories are right. Because what matters most is the feeling you get when you're hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, God, we got you hypnotized. When your body means nothing, see, it seems like a dream. They got you hypnotized. Yeah, that's when they got you hypnotized. See, it seems like a dream. Float around, they got you hypnotized.
That Camarillo Brillo flaming out along ahead. I mean her Mendocino Beano by where some bugs had made it red. She ruled the toads of these short forests and every newt in Idaho and every cricket who had chorus by the bush and buffalo. She said she was a magic mama, and she could throw a mean tarot, and carried on without a comma, that she was someone I should know.
She had a snake for a pet, and an amulet, and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray-green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come in.
I could come in right then. And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way, and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past a fuming incense stencher, to where she hung her castanets. She stripped away her rancid poncho and laid out naked by the door. We did it till we were on concho, and it was useless anymore.
She had a snake for a pet, and an amulet, and she was bleeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray-green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was alright, but I couldn't come in.
Actually, that was very busy. And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said a stereo was four-way, and I just love it in a room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past a fuming incense stencher, where she hung her castanet. She said she was a magic mama, and she could throw a mean tarot,
and carried on without a comma. That she was someone I should know. Is that a real poncho? I mean, is that a Mexican poncho or is that a Sears poncho? No fooling.
Cookership by Albert Harmon Jr. Before that was Camarillo Brillo by Frank Zappa, Hypnotized by Fleetwood Mac, Planet Caravan by Black Sabbath, and we kicked this one off with Witchy Woman by Eagles. I just want to give a little recap. I love Cookership. It's just pure kinetic energy. It's like carving fresh tracks in like a carefree spirit and never looking back. Like, you're just ripping. And I mean, Frank Zappa's quirky fun feels is like an unexpected cliff drop. I mean, you've got wild, you've got playful, you've got never taking life too seriously. And the song never takes itself too seriously. I mean, Frank Zappa and the Mothers, come on. And I didn't mention Hypnotized because I just wanted to throw that one in there. Fleetwood Mac's dreamy and serene song sounds like sort of like a soundtrack to quiet moments after a perfect descent, and then you're just looking back at the line and you're taking it all in. So looking forward, we've gonna mellow it out a little bit, listen to more of a laid back yet introspective vibe. You know, you're sort of taking a breath after the thrill of a run, and then we'll dive into another track that's more of a dreamy psych rock groove that feels like you're gliding effortlessly down an endless line. There's just soft powder, carefree, and just super free spirited. And then again, riding on this free spirited wave, we'll hit a bluesy psychedelic vibe that is twisted with sort of like an electric riff that is sort of like a wicked line you've been waiting for, and just there's a sharp, intense, and like totally unforgettable moment within it. So without further ado, looking back at the line, we've got Ghost Song by Jim Morrison and the Doors. Enjoy.
Awake. Shake dreams from your hair, my pretty child, my sweet one. Choose the day and choose the sign of your day, the day's divinity. First thing you see. A vast, radiant beach and a cool, jeweled moon. Couples naked race down by its quiet side. And we laugh like soft, mad children, smug in the woolly cotton brains of infancy. The music and voices are all around us. Now they croon beneath the moon beside an ancient lake. Enter again the sweet forest. Enter the hot dream. Come with us. Everything is broken up and dances. Scattered on dawn's highway bleeding, ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. I eat all the island and think I see.
so sweetly and divine. I can feel you here. See your eyes are busy kissing mine. And I do. What I wanted is expecting to see. Just don't hold me looking at me.
Tried and True by Ween. Before that was Strangers of Our Time by The Levitation Room, Let It Down by George Harrison, Ghost Song by Jim Morrison, Cooker Ship by Albert Hammond Jr., Camarillo Brillo by Frank Zappa and the Mothers, Hypnotized by Fleetwood Mac, Planet Caravan by Black Sabbath, and we kicked this whole thing off with Witchy Woman by Eagles. You just heard the beginning of our next track, because I've got it on this little thing that makes it go, even though I asked it not to. But hey, I'm no techie. And you heard the beginning of Barefoot Dancing, Dancing Barefoot, I should say, by Patti Smith, which is just an untamed, raw energy that feels like charging down a line with instinct and just so much passion. And I wanted to do a little quick just blurb about Patti Smith and her memoir, Just Kids. It's a deeply personal memoir, and it explores her early years in New York City, where she navigates life and art alongside photographer Robert Mapplethorpe, and is a story about like passion and creativity and music, elements that are that so define her iconic song that you're about to hear, which for me, Just Kids isn't just a memoir, it's a reflection of the raw, free-spirited energy that always has been a part of Patti Smith's music. It's one of my favorite books because it speaks to the heart of pursuing art and living fully. And nothing could be more true than this song and her voice and just raw talent, honestly, the lyricism. And she's a true poet that has this incredible shine to her. Yeah, this is Barefoot, Dancing Barefoot by Patti Smith.
Strange brew, killing my chances. side of you. She's a witch of trouble in electric blue. In her own mad mind, she's in love with you, with you. What's inside of you? She's some kind of demon that's in her too. If you don't watch out, it'll stick to you, to you. What kind of fool are you? Strange brew, killing what's inside of you.
That was Strange Brew by Cream. We're going to cut it off a little early just so we can make enough time for the next song and our last one of this session. Just wanted to give a little fun fact about Strange Brew, the song you just listened to. This track was inspired by the blues classic Tales of Brave Ulysses, which Eric Clapton co-wrote. Strange Brew became a hit and is known for its distinctive psychedelic guitar riff and Clapton's powerful playing. I mean, if I put you on it, I feel very, very honored, but I'm sure most of our listeners here have heard this track once or twice before. Just wanted to summarize. You just heard Strange Brew by Cream. Before that was Dancing Barefoot by Patti Smith. Tried and True by Ween, Strangers of Our Time by Levitation Room, Let It Down by George Harrison, Ghost Song by Jim Morrison and The Doors, Cookership by Albert Hammond Jr., Camarillo Brillo by Frank Zappa and The Mothers, Hypnotized by Fleetwood Mac, Planet Caravan by Black Sabbath, and we kicked it off with Witchy Woman. Up next is a quirky track from Paul McCartney's album Ram, and it's playful, experimental piece filled with surreal imagery. McCartney describes it as one of his favorite songs on the album, showcasing his sense of humor and musical eccentricity. It's a wild mix of upbeat rhythms, strange lyrics, and energetic performances, capturing McCartney's knack for bending whimsy with rock. And it's got Linda McCartney on it as well, so it's just a double whammy treat. And a nice way to end this session. Hope I was able to guide you into some snowy terrain, down some sweet runs, and maybe we got in and got some first tracks as well. Anyways, this is Monkberry Moon Delight by Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney.
Sound of tabata. CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
Visit The Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is May, aka DJ Mayhem, and I'll be hosting The Mood with May here on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday from 11 until noon. Tune in weekly to hear me explore music and artists across genres and decades, curated around a different vibe or category each time. Whether you love finding new music just like me or you want to switch it up a bit, I'll have plenty to offer. Follow me on Instagram at The Mood with May for updates and more information, or my show page on CFRC.ca.
This ain't Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters. This isn't actually an ad for my new show. You want to join me, Zach, every Saturday at 8 p.m. for your favorite 90s hits, throwbacks, and deep cuts. We'll be playing you songs like this all night from 8 to 9 p.m. So join me as I take you to the 90s.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
So, welcome everybody to our, this is our first, I think, external visitors talk of the year in our